When you put it on the debt retirement, you know, this is the first thing you strike out if you're having issues. Whereas if you put it in somewhere where you can force yourself to do something, you know, like for example, there would be as savings account slash escrow account that I have created. So any money that goes in there never comes out. So if that was the case, and you know, I was instructed every 3 months to put some money, move some money in there, then you could actually do that. You could decide to do that so that to force us to take any little extra money and move them in there.
Mm-hmm.
That would automatically save that money.
You say you have such an account, or you would establish one?
We have established that. I've established it for about a year now. No money goes out of there.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, even if you're getting evicted, we're not going to use the money in there.
Do you have very much in there?
No, we have, tell you 1 second, a couple of thousands, but we put money in there every time we have a drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a text to pledge, that anybody with text to pledge, the money goes straight into that account.
So how much is in there?
It's a couple of thousand. I'll tell you in 1 second. $2,000.
Okay. Our Paul, Alex, do you have any responses?
No. I mean, I think the changes you propose are. I mean, I don't have any problems with them. I do think, by the way, on the website income, I think there's a very realistic possibility we'll do much better than that. But you know, it is a brand new website, and it's very much geared toward getting people interested and donating. And so far, it's only been around for, what, 3 months now or something?
Yeah.
So far, it's shown a big positive value. But, you know, we can't count on it, but I think we could probably expect it to do much better.
Yeah, I suppose I can live with your proposals there. As Bertold said, if you leave it as debt retirement, it's like, you know, a fat globule. If you start getting very hungry, you'll start devouring that. I suppose I could go with the way you're suggesting there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, the whole main thing here is we're looking for the program director to make things better overall, which has the potential to solve a lot of financial problems if that works out. So, you know, we have to. The whole main thing is to get listener support up more. And then
mm-hmm.
we can get some wiggle room, and then we can actually do things which everybody thinks we should do, and which we can undo something that 15 years ago I said we shouldn't do. Anyway, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think what I would like to do then, and I'm willing to sort of have this be amended or modified if I'm not quite wording it correctly, but I would like to put an omnibus motion on the floor, encompassing these changes, because I haven't heard any major objections to them. Speaking for myself, to address Barbara's concerns, I'm a little more comfortable being a bit less fluffy with the major donors and the grants, not because I don't want to be open to the upside, I just don't want to bank on the upside. So for me, I'm going to put the motion on the floor with those, with that $50,000 reduction in the revenue figures, offset by the capital and the debt reduction. If people don't like it, they can vote it down. So the munch. Yeah?
One other thing that I didn't address, as far as people wanted to know what were the cuts that were made. There was about $153,000 of net cut in salaries, positions. Then our receptionist, when our receptionist takes the day off, we no longer cover that. Paid staff and different people cover the phone. And then we have reduced another $17,000 in extra hours and overtime, and any extra time, anyone who wants to give us extra time is going to have to just do it out of the goodness of their heart. And in the tally coordinator, we are going to reduce that by about 150 expenses, because paid staff is going to do some shifts, including myself, 3-hour shifts during the day to cover the tally coordinator position.
The
so
what
that we
position?
Expenses and we should be what you should be the consultant that's going to go into revenue. So all of those cuts add up to $191,000 in cuts.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that's how we're able to do it. Those cuts.
Yeah, I appreciate that happened, and obviously it's put us in a much better position looking at this budget than we would otherwise have been. So. Thank you for that, Berthold. I know these things are hard. Okay. Barbara, was that you that wanted to say something?
I didn't understand what coordinator, the something coordinator, I didn't understand what he said.
The tally coordinator.
Tally coordinator?
To come and monitor the 15 volunteers who come to answer the phone.
Oh, got it.
6-hour shift. So during the day, like from noon to whatever, 6 or 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., the paid staff will take shift, 3-hour shift, and then cover those so that we can save some money.
So, according to Berthold's calculator, I don't have to do that thing with the website income, so let's just leave it the way it is to make things simple, and that should leave us with about a $7,000 post-capital surplus and full central services. So, the motion that I'm going to put on the floor is for changes to this draft budget, reduce item 5001, I'm sorry, reduced line 5001, donations to $60,000. Reduced line 5800, other grants, to $60,000. Remove $30,000 in debt retirement. Reduce leasehold improvements item to $10,000. Period. Jim, if it would make you happy, I am willing, and this is a question, I am willing to add a line regarding that it is not the policy of the National Finance Committee to forgive any previous debts owed by WBAI or something like that. Would you like that line in the motion? Or something like that. I have to figure out what the words are, but would that make you feel better?
I would rather not have it necessarily be a applied BAI. I'd like to just have a policy. Then it doesn't seem like we're sticking it to WBAI.
Right. The policy applies to everyone. Okay, so let's work together on a policy and do that as a separate item. So, Paul, that's the motion. It's four changes.
Okay, let me read what I have. To reduce... Okay, should we... This should be general ledger line, right?
All right. Let me get to the computer.
You're using the account numbers,
Line 50... So we reduce line 5001, donation below $1,000 to 60,000.
Yeah.
5,800 to 60,000. Let me get you the other two line items. I don't know, but I'll find out.
And to reduce line item 5,800 grant income others to 60,000 from, I believe, was 80,000.
Right. And then in order, delete.
It was from 90,000 to 60,000.
Yes. Okay. So 5,001. goes from 80,000 to 60,000. 5,800 goes from 90,000 to 60,000. Blah, 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 blah.
To change on 1,500 little building improvement from 30,000 to 10,000 and $15.
It's from 26,000 to 10,000. That's correct. And then what the heck is the line number for debt retirement? I got rid of it. Can someone else find that? I got rid of it in the copy.
There isn't an account number, but it's line 115.
Okay, then we'll refer to it as line 115. Cancel debt retirement item at line 115.
30,000.
All right, yeah. So what I have is, the motion is to reduce general ledger line 5001 donations to $60,000. Reduce general ledger line 5800 other grants to $60,000. Remove line 115, $30,000 in debt retirement. Reduce general ledger line 1500 leasehold improvements to $10,000.
Okay. So that's the motion.
I have a point to raise. You're calling them all lines, and in fact, most of them are account numbers.
Yes, except for 115.
Except for the one, the debt retirement, which has no account number, and that should be called a line.
Okay. Paul, can you correct that in the final language? So it's account, blankety blank, account debt, blankety blank, account, blankety blank, and then
okay.
Line 115.
I was putting a front end on this. So you want me to do what about general ledger? Which thing?
The 5001 and 5800 are account numbers, as is 1500.
So general ledger account number 5.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. And then the front end of the motion would go the National Finance.
Could I read?
Yeah.
Let me try.
You can.
To make the following changes to the WBAI draft FY13 budget proposal, comma, reduce general ledger account number, etc. Is that good enough, or do we need something better than that?
National.
I suppose we should formally go, the National Finance Committee recommends to the PND the adoption of the WBAI budget with the following changes. Blah, 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 blah.
I think you just said.
By the way, Tracy?
Yes, Bertel?
Yeah, I just sent, I don't know if I'm allowed to send, I sent to you and copied the National Finance Committee the partnership description in an email. You can forward it to them if they didn't get it.
Forwarded, thank you. That's good.
I also forwarded two more items, an example of two grants, application we just made on behalf of two producers for the news, so you can see that. I just forwarded that email. And then there is another one, which is a kind of analysis of one of the council members, some of the things that they are doing, who they are, that we did, you know, profiling them before we meet them, so you can see kind of stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to read what I've got here. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WBAI FY13 draft budget with the following changes, : reduce general ledger account number 5001 donation to $60,000. Reduce general ledger account number 5800 other grants to $60,000. Remove line 115, $30,000 in debt retirement. Reduce general ledger account number 1500 leasehold improvements to $10,000.
I think that's it. So it's on the floor. We can have discussion and go from there. And I think, guys, probably the BAI budget will be all set. We can do tonight, which doesn't surprise me. So we'll try to go to a vote by 8:30 Pacific, and the other business will have to carry over, is my guess. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Bill?
Lord. Yes, Bill.
Yeah, if my calculations are right, this would reduce the surplus by $4,000. Is that right?
It is. Should I send this to you, Paul?
If you want to send me something to send to the group, yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
That would reduce revenue by $50,000 and reduce expenses by $46,000, I believe.
Well, no, it reduces expenses by $30,000 and then it reduces capital by
$16,000. Right. Yeah. And then subtracting that from the $50,000 reduction in revenue would give you a
net
and surplus by $4,000, I believe.
Yeah.
It's not much. It's not changing the overall thing very much.
No, it's not. I just feel a little more comfortable with some of the category stuff.
Yeah, I'm okay with that changes too. Okay. Just want to clarify.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody else want to talk? Are we ready to vote? That would be amazing.
Well,
I'd like to hear what the New Yorkers have to say about it.
Okay, let's run through the New Yorkers. Alex, what is your opinion?
I think it's basically a good budget. Like I said, my main problem with it is the 122 days of fund drives that we assume as the basis for listener support. I don't like that at all, but I don't see any alternative right now. So
yeah, I would agree. I don't know what, you know, one could do about that right now.
Can I answer that quickly? We put that in there because we would rather remove than add. One of the things that we are doing right now, we have launched this before, so I don't want to put that in the budget or anywhere else, so that's why I had to put the realistic 122. So we are launching the WBAI Buddy. We just had a company that we dealt with that you're going to be able to register on our website and join the BI Buddy, where it's $10 a month that's going to be taken away from your checking account or credit card account. And there are a lot of perks to that. You know, we have David Rothenberg is having a reading at the Strand Bookstore. Bob Fass is going to be at the Film Forum. We're giving away 10 tickets, and then these are the kind of stuff we're encouraging.
Yeah.
Every 200 and, like, 15 people who join the BI Buddy, that's 2,150 times 12. It's about $28,000 a year. That's the reduction of one day of fund drive. So we will focus on, say, okay, let's reduce the September 11 fund drive. Then let's focus on reducing the July drive, the 19-day July drive. So you know it's 19 days, you know, so you need, 200 times 19 people to register to get rid of those days. And we know it's not going to be exactly totally successful, but we're going to keep at it. We have 150,000 members analyzing our membership that have lapsed since 52 years ago. Obviously, that's not a good thing, but we know our membership turns over like by a third every 2 years. So we have about a good 30,000 people that we're going to reach out to that are no longer members to ask them to join the BI Buddy. And every form that are sent out, including, by the way, in the election, is going to have the BI Buddy. We're not going to ask people for money anymore outside of on the air. We're going to ask them to join as a BI Buddy to be able to have access to the Film Forum and all those groups, not-for-profit groups we have partnership with. That's part of the thing that they're offering us.
Okay, so you're...
But, of course, we cannot...
Hoping to reduce them,
because it's not proven.
Ten to the stack.
Okay. We're trying to hear from the New York people, so let's go to R. Paul, then we'll go to Ken. R. Paul, what's your opinion
Campbell
here?
To the stack.
Okay, Campbell, you're on. Or Paul, do you have anything to add opinion-wise about the motion?
Very rapidly. I think we've pretty much said everything. I agree the 122 days is, you know, very trying. But we're
can you speak up? I can hardly hear you.
Okay, so 122 days is very trying, but we're addicted to that. We're as addicted to the long amounts of pitching as we are to premiums. Again, maybe the new program director will be able to help reduce that. In terms of the motion and moving some of the money around like that, I think that's probably okay. I mean, you know, the big thing is, what's the listener support going to be? That's the deal. We have pretty predictable expenses at this point, and the whole thing, I think, will hinge upon what listener support can do. And so I'll be in favor of the motion, I guess.
Okay, so we have Ken and Campbell on the staff. Ken?
What is the average pledge, gross pledge amount per day? And is it increasing or decreasing over last year?
Average pledge amount per day is... I'll tell you in a second. Let me go on the budget. I calculated it actually on the assumptions. I have it right here.
I have a Bensis here.
It depends. It's $28,825 during the October drive. It's $22,880 during the December drive. During the January drive, the two-day January drive, it was $28,743. In February, the 31-day, it was $29,411. During the May drive, it was $34,925. And during the July drive, it went down to $15,000. The July drive was not that good. Many reasons. We have a new program director. There's we received a notice that there was a cut in staff, so we have a lowering of morale. The new program director really kind of looked around and kind of got, used to the drive. So the July drive was not a good drive. And July, the summer is not a good time to have fun drive anyways. That's why we want to get rid of the 19th day of July drive by pushing the VI buddy. We also want to get rid of the 9/11, usually. In September, we have a 1 or 2 day drive to raise $50,000. We want to get rid of that.
Okay, so is it higher or lower than last year? If you want to compare fund drive to fund drive, that's fine.
I think
I have to know if it's increasing or decreasing per day.
It was higher than last year. Last year, we run close to $30,000 a day. During the May drive, we're doing 34.9, so almost 35 a day. And then we stayed at 29, 28, which is what we had projected. So, yeah, I can actually check from my last year's.
Okay.
Year.
Yeah. All right, and can I have a follow-up question?
Excuse me?
Just a follow-up question. Do you have any tracking of Arbitrons? Do you know whether your listeners are increasing or decreasing?
It stays steady, the same. It's not good. It goes down during the drive, and it goes back up after the drive, And on our website, we are averaging 2,000. And, went from averaging like 1,600. Now it's a net 2,000. I'm looking at Google. If you look at Google Analytics, we have coded our website with Google Analytics so that we can track it. regularly. Right now, today, Monday, yesterday, we had 1,936 visits on our website. On Sundays, it goes down to 1,200. Last Friday was 1,970. So we can track it by hours, by minutes, by seconds. So we're pretty happy that we're averaging, our average is nearing 2,000 now.
Okay, thank you.
About 1,400, 1,500.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Okay, I think that takes us to Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm a bit concerned about the offer that you're providing insofar as if you make such and so amount, you'll reduce the number of drive days. In D.C., I know that the NPR affiliate does that, but they go from like 8 days to 7 days or 7 days to 6 days. And, you know, with the massive number of drive days that you have already on the board, it doesn't seem to me as though people will really feel as though if they, you know, all get together and person up and contribute a certain amount, that it's going to have a major impact on the number, on the reduction in the number of days. And I think that people see a whole lot of days still that will be on the calendar are going to be some, I suspect they would be somewhat frustrated. I don't have empirical data to base this on, but I was wondering,
Campbell,
that's something for you to consider.
Yeah, let me cut you off right there. We thought about that a lot, and then we focused on things that can be measurable. For example, we our fiscal year starts, right? October, we have 28 days. And then in December, we have 7 days. And then in January, we have 2 days. So if, you know, but, so that makes people feel like you always have those drives. So if we can get rid of the December and January, the 9 days, so people are not going to have a drive until February, understand? So we will target the small drives that makes people feel like we still have those drives. There's also another 2 days in April, Martin Luther King. And then 31 days in May. There's another 2 days in September. If you get rid of the 2 days in September, 9/11, if you get the 2 days in April, Martin Luther King, if you get the 2 days in January, Martin Luther King, and the 7 days in December, then you give people a lot more space in between the drives. Then you have an October drive, 28 days, February drive, 31 days, May drive, 31 days, and that's it. You know, so then you can start cutting into the February and May drive, the longer ones, you know, and trying to cut them into 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks. But I think the measurable thing would be focusing on next year at this time, if, you know, if we get 415 people to join, next year we will not have the 9/11 fundraiser. Then we won't have the January 2-day fundraiser. And we're not going to have the April 2-day fundraiser. And we're not going to have, eventually, the December, the 7-day in December. We focus on the small dates.
The December ones have...
Okay. My concern is just that people can see a realistic relationship between what they contribute and the number of days on that then current drive. I think that would be more, you know, impactful. But, you know, this is something we'll discover from the history of experience. Thank you.
Yeah. So if we target those small days, by the way, it would come all up to 32 days, and that would make a big impact. The very small days would add up to 13 days, plus the 19th day in July, so then it would add up to 32 days. That's a whole month of fundraise. That you can chip out away very, very significantly and very, you know, like people can see it, like, oh, wow, in the summer you don't have that fund drive. You know, I mean, I was tired of the fund drive in the summer, right after my May drive, 31 days, you know, so I really want to cut my July drive, 19 days. I want to take that out.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Kim Kuzestak.
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
I mean, you know, our station has the second highest drive days to WBAI, and from my experience, we have this year, I think we have pushed it to 93, 94, I'm not sure, and basically it precludes us from getting new listeners. Just they, you know, we're in drive every other month, basically, and there's no continuity. Our listenership is down. How would people know when to come back? So I think, you know, I you've done so much with making things so much better there, Berthold. I don't want to discount that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just have this big, you know, 800-pound gorilla in the room that we can't really get new listeners when we're in Fun Drive so much. I don't have a solution for you. I mean, I'm dealing with my own, demons in Los Angeles. So, it's a big problem.
This is Tracy for the stack. Go ahead, Virgil.
I believe that the big solution is eventually the move, but not just moving. Buying cash a new building so that $360,000 saved. So you take $360,000. Divided by 28,000.
Okay.
That's 13 days cut off. Of Fun Drive.
Okay. I had myself on the staff, so I'm just going to throw myself out there. In response to what Kim was saying, I think what we have to remember is that $650,000 or so that WBAI currently has in fixed expenses that the other stations don't have, I think that, no doubt about it, adds some 25 or 30 days to their fundraising schedule that's going just to pay for that, which are bills that KPFA and KPFK and KPFT don't have to deal with. So in all fairness to them, until we deal with those long-term problems and bring those expenses down, I think there's ways in which their hands are tied, and I think we should differentiate between stations where that spending is discretionary and stations where that spending is not discretionary. And I think in the case of BAI, we have to realize they're going to have to fundraise more because they've got more than $500,000 in expenses that other stations don't have.
Alex, can I say something?
Yeah.
To some extent, this discussion gets us really beyond the parameters of a budget discussion, because the real issue is, and this is facing not just BI but all of Pacific, is how do we attract more listeners? I mean, it's... I mean, that's the bottom line.
Barber for the staff.
That's what we're facing. All the stations have been faced with declining number of listeners and declining revenue. And to begin to reverse that, that's something we have to grapple with. That's a whole different. That means we have to change our entire philosophy, our entire approach. We have to rethink programming. We have to rethink promotion and all sorts of other issues that are really outside of parameters of a discussion on the 2013 budget.
Well, you know, that brings us to also, you know, I forgot who was mentioning that they're concerned about us talking to the city council, the progressive branch of the city council members. And so these are the things we're going to have to analyze and say, okay, well, managers are going to do that. I'm going to do that. And so the board, I guess, can hopefully probe and ask questions and establish parameters and try to figure out what is acceptable to the board, you know, as far as we're going out getting grants and stuff like that. You know,
okay.
But I think that's what we will have to do that. We'll have to go out and get those grants and establish those relationships. For example, a relationship with the Apollo Theater, it's like unbelievable to me that we were able to do that. And so what do we do with it and how do we utilize it? You know, we try to rent the Apollo Theater once or twice to have events, and their price is exorbitant. And so maybe this will help.
Okay. Barbara was next on the staff.
I wanted to just agree with Alex about needing to get more listeners, but I think we're all talking about needing to fundraise outside of on-air fundraising.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged by some of the things that I've heard tonight about your new website in New York and the Buddy program and so on. I think these are the kinds of things that we all probably need to develop more of.
Okay. And Bill was next. Sorry, my memory's fading.
This is interesting, but I hope we can go ahead and vote on the motion because I don't think this is changing any of the numbers in the motion that were proposed.
Kim, can I just, I'd like to make one comment since I brought this issue up.
Yeah.
Yes, I think all of this stuff is great. You know, all of these outside things are great, but they should not be used to mask the fact that as a radio station, we're really not serving our listeners as we should be. So, I mean, I just want to keep that forefront in everybody's minds that we're a radio station. We need people to listen to us. That's what we're supposed to do. And I do think that we can get there. I mean, that should be our goal as well. So it's not an immaterial conversation when we're dealing with budgets. And, you know, fund drive days don't show up like on a balance sheet or profit and loss. So they often have gotten overlooked where our fund drive days, you know, like I said, Kay and, you know, New York are the worst. And we just can't let that keep going up and up and up. I've said that. Thank you.
Yeah. I think everyone is acknowledging that, honestly. All right. Sounds to me like we were sort of calling the question, and we were going to try to round up around 8:30. So are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay, then. Our Paul, if you could read the motion one more time.
Let me go up here and find it again. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WBAI FY13 draft budget with the following changes. Reduced general ledger account number 5001 donations to $60,000. Reduced general ledger account number 5800 other grants to $60,000. Remove line 115, $30,000 in debt retirement. Reduce general ledger account number 1500 leasehold improvements to $10,000.
This is Kim. I have a question about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought we were making a motion just to make these changes. And then we were going to vote to approve the budget, number one.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want to send this budget to the PNB with these caveats in it. I want these caveats changed and to say, we've approved this budget, here you go.
Art Paul, shoot me. I think Kim is right about the semantics, and that means we need to reword the motion slightly, and there will be two of them. I'm sorry. She's right.
Okay, we can move this around. Okay. Pull this part and put it down. So hold on a second. Thank you. Okay. Well, I have. I just moved a thing or two around. It would say in the WBAI draft FY13 budget proposal to reduce, and then it would do the reduction. You know, all that stuff we just read. So that would be the first thing that would change. It would change the spreadsheet. Does that sound
mm-hmm.
want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's it. It's the reductions, which probably don't need to read again. It just says at the front in the WBAI draft proposal to do these. So that would be the motion on the floor.
Just for the record, point of information, between the last two drives, the July and May drives, we collected $48,100 in shipping and handling. So that's what went against the, just for those two drives. So you just put that against the premium third-party expenses.
Can you say that again, Bruce? Hold on, I didn't follow.
Shipping and handling we've been charging recently for the past four drives or three drives, whatever. For just the last two drives, we have collected $48,090 of shipping and handling. And that's not included in the revenue because I just kind of left that as part of the shipping and handling cost, and I just kind of reduced that.
So then you okay. reduced the premium, the cost of premiums by that?
The shipping and handling,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So that's why you saw that major reduction besides the fact that we also have addressed a lot of premium for the past 4 years. So I just wanted you to get comfortable with that number. 48,000 for two drives, July and May.
I call the question.
Yay! All right, so we're going to vote on motion one, and then we're going to vote on motion two.
Actually, you can't call the question in committee, but I think we're all about ready to do it anyway, yeah?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think he said you can't call a question in a committee, but he thinks that we're ready to vote anyway.
Okay. So we are voting on the changes to the budget that we have discussed. Paul, can you call the roll?
You might ask if there are objections.
I can do that. Are there objections?
I cannot vote in favor of it.
Okay, if there's an objection, call the roll.
Okay, give me 1 second here to...
Who's playing?
You can barely hear old Paul. Now, this is to amend the budget?
Yes. Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Lauren Williams. Okay. 8-4-0 against, 1 abstention.
You're muted, Tracy.
No, hi. Okay, sorry. All right, thank you for that. So we will now go forward with a motion to approve the BAI budget as amended and forward it to the PMB as the NFC's recommended budget.
Okay, I have the NFC recommends to the PMB WBAI FY13 draft budget as
more up to date figures.
I'm gonna find them for you right now.
Okay. Tracy?
Yes, yes, Harpo?
Okay. I'll read it again. The motion I have then is the NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WBAI FY13 draft budget as amended.
Yes.
Okay, that's a motion.
Okay, are there any objections?
I cannot vote in favor of it.
Okay. Call the roll.
Where
should
I?
Okay. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, Ken Aaron.
Pass. No. I abstain.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jenner. Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to pass, so I'll get another bite.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Lauren Williams going back. Kim Kaufman.
Go on.
No, we're done.
You're it.
Oh. Wait, I have to count up the vote. I don't want your budget not to pass, but I want to abstain just on fund drive days. What's the total, Arpal?
I don't know.
Kim, it doesn't really work like that. You have to.
I know, but
use your fingers.
Two abstained.
Pardon me?
Six yes, two abstained,
okay,
and then there's you.
Thank you, Barbara. I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay.
And please don't take it personally, Alex, Arpal, or Bertold. Great job.
6-4-0 against 3 abstentions.
If there was an alternative, I'd abstain too.
Absolutely. I totally understand.
But I don't see any alternative right now.
I agree with you. I agree, Alex. You know, I have the luxury of abstaining.
Madam Chair. Guys, we can chit-chat all we like. However, I think at this point we need an agreement that we're going to postpone the rest of the agenda, which I think
so
we should. Are there any objections? Okay. We will meet again on the 28th for the WPFW budget. The meeting is officially adjourned, and you are all welcome to stay on the phone and chit-chat as much as you like, but I am heading out. Good night, and I'll see you all next week.
Good night.